Apparently, yeah, I'm just more into the bakery items.
Yeah, I think that's true.
A brawl is surely brewing. And begin!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of And the Winner Is. We are your hosts. I'm Joey.
And I'm Jen, and this is a podcast about things we like.
Today's episode is all about coffee or local coffee shops in Minneapolis, but we have a very special guest with us, Miss Joy.
Hi, I'm Joy.
You exude joy.
You do.
I try.
Now, Joy, you run an Instagram account.
I do.
All about coffee.
Yes, it's called MSP Coffee and Things. And do you want me to jump into how I started that?
Please, yeah. I would love to hear.
So I used to live in Australia. I lived there for 2 years, 2.5 years. And it is like the coffee capital of the world. So much fun. And I lived in a town of about 2,000 people, and there were 16 coffee shops. They all stayed in business. They all offered the same things. They were all open 6 a.m. to 3 p.m., and they all stayed busy because everyone there drinks coffee all day, every day. So what I had was a little black book, and I would write like the name of the coffee shop, what I ordered, and I would rate it on a scale of 1 to 5, and something else I liked, or the Wi-Fi password, so on.
I love that.
Yeah, and then I moved back to Minneapolis, where I'm from, and Mondays were a day that I would go out and have a day to myself, so I'd find different coffee shops, and I started doing that on like a personal Instagram level. And people are like, you should make this a thing. And I'm like, oh, it sounds like too much work. And then, it took a day to convince me. So I made it. I'm like, well, what should the title be? How about MSP Coffee and Tea? But I hate tea. So, and I knew eventually I'd run out of coffee shops. So it's MSP Coffee and Things to feature local coffee shops, restaurants, hotspots, even some local startups.
Yeah, I love that. Mm-hmm. The things is key.
Yes.
Because then you can expand outside of the coffee. And you even brought us coffee today.
Yes,
I was kind of hoping you would.
Yeah, it's an oat milk latte. That's kind of my signature. So,
now, I really like your Instagram because it's super curated. I'm curious. Do you take all your photos?
I take all of my photos with my iPhone.
Oh, that's awesome.
Cool. I don't use any external apps. I get asked that maybe twice a week what software I use to edit my photos.
Yeah.
I use iPhone Photos.
Yeah.
I go in, hit edit. I think I use a dramatic filter and then enhance brightness. And that is pretty much it.
That's your secret.
That's my secret. So there's my blending. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
Was there a Starbucks in that town?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. In my small town of 2000, no. In Sydney, yes. But it was only in their central business district because that's where the tourists go. That's mm-hmm. where they stay. And it caters to them. Aussies hardly ever go to Starbucks. It's usually Americans that work there.
Even work there. Wow.
Yeah. Or the internationals who are familiar with the Starbucks brand, or with someone who has worked at Starbucks in their country, yeah. typically work there. But it's rare that an Aussie would work at Starbucks. They really support the local.
That's cool. That's one of my favorite things about traveling is once we pick a location is finding like all the cool coffee shops
Same.
In town that aren't chains or not something I've never heard of.
I feel like it's a nice quote-unquote excuse to go explore maybe areas that you wouldn't normally explore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just a fun kind of treasure hunt thing.
I have gone to business conferences before where I'm paying to be there, but if I don't have time to visit a local coffee shop, I will make time. I will get up earlier or take a break from the conference, whatever it is, because that's what I do.
Yeah.
I love coffee. It makes me happy. It's going to make me enjoy the trip that much more. So just booked a trip for next month to North Carolina, so going to be exploring some coffee shops
that's super
in Greensboro and Charlotte.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I think that's a great segue.
Yeah.
Should we get into it?
Yeah.
Our top five.
Do you want to go first?
I will go first. All right, my number five is Astoria.
Beautiful.
That's also my number five.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. I chose Astoria because
Cafe Astoria.
Cafe Astoria, exactly.
Cafe is key.
Cafe Astoria. because of the pretty drinks.
It is
It's so Instagrammable. Yeah.
So beautiful.
And I've just never seen drinks quite like that. The s'mores one? What where they've got like an entire it feels like an entire s'mores and they
It tastes like a campfire.
Yes.
Oh, it's so good. I think we went last winter, I think. Mm-hmm. And it was a really bad idea. We went at like 10:30 in the morning on a Saturday. So it was like every single person between the ages of like 18 and like 24 was there, like taking pictures of these lattes. So we didn't really get a good place to sit. So we didn't get like the full experience of drinking the coffee there. But we did get, I think you got the s'mores one and I got, it was like some type of peppermint, but the colors were really, really beautiful.
Yes.
Yeah. And it tasted good too. Because that was my biggest concern, was that it was going to be beautiful, but it was going to taste like crap.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. So Cafe Astoria, everything on their menu takes a really long time to make, which was, I was concerned. I really hope they do well. It's one of my favorite places. I love, love Cafe Astoria. But their coffees are all really artsy. They have crepes, which take a while, and smoothie bowls, which are very artsy as well.
Mm-hmm.
So their wait times go up. Because of that, the cafe gets crowded quicker. It's a great place. My only suggestion would be to not go there if you're in a hurry.
Yeah.
Yes, it did take very long.
Yeah.
Very long. Yeah. If we were going back, we'd go.
Though. Yeah, and we would go at a different time.
Yeah.
It was like we went at the perfectly wrong time.
Yeah.
But what can you do?
All right, Joy, how about you?
Okay, so 5 would be Dogwood Coffee in Northeast. Great place because I love how community oriented it is. So they're trying to get you to not just be on your phone. So there's a lot of lounge areas. There's a ping pong room.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, there's fun seating. There's high tops. And then there is actual study and work areas. It's like a mini cubicle. So I love the creativity of that place. They're putting in a deck, or maybe it's out now. I actually haven't been in a couple of weeks. So, yeah, really community oriented. So love the diversity there.
We've got one just across the street from here. Mm-hmm. It's not quite as cool as that one.
Oh, yeah.
But we've got the small Dogwood that's just across the street from the Apple Store.
And the Famous Dave's Mall.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I do love the coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they do have great coffee.
They've got such a small space, though. It's hard to enjoy the space. So we need to check that one out.
Mm-hmm.
All right. My number 4 is, and I think you both are going to either cringe at me, I don't know here, Caribou. My number 4 is Caribou.
I knew Caribou was going to be on your list. Why is it on your list?
Okay, so Caribou. A few reasons why Caribou makes my list. Number 1, I'm from Edina.
Okay.
And Caribou started in Edina. And
That hometown pride,
right? It's more than just Edina, though. It's more like an MSP kind of thing, where I feel like it's really fun and important to export your culture. I guess it's not important to, but I like the idea that Minnesota is exporting its culture. And I don't see a lot of Minnesota culture outside of Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Minnesota is very homebody oriented. And so the idea that there are caribous all over the place.
Not anymore.
I know. Well, at least at one point, there were a lot of caribous
very
all over
good
the place.
Point. Very good points. I kind of... anyway, okay, I actually cannot have caribou, so I have tried their espresso drinks, black coffees, their smoothies with no espresso whatsoever. Everything I've had there gives me an acidic stomach ache, and the only way to get rid of that kind of stomach ache is to drink apple cider vinegar, and that tastes like Satan. So that's why I can't have caribou. I mean, if I had to choose caribou or Starbucks, it'd be Starbucks. But I understand the hometown vibe supporting that. So that's valid.
It's my guarantee. And you know what? It's also, the atmosphere isn't that bad.
It's not bad at all. Right? It's just, I can't have it.
It's kind of, it's got the log cabin-y
vibe.
Yeah,
the log cabin.
You can get some work done in there.
Yeah.
It's, they use their space really efficiently.
Yes.
So
and
I like that.
I do like their cold press. And I worked at Caribou for 4 years of my life, so I was like a slave to the Caribou. And it was before they got like really, really corporate. So it used to be a lot more fun. And I think like they just have so many options now that I just don't know how they can possibly make everything like really high quality.
Genuinely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Would you describe, did you say you described the taste as bitter?
Acidic?
Oh, acidic. Acidic.
Well, I don't know. Wouldn't describe it as that. I would say it's really sweet,
actually.
It is sweet.
But
it gives me acidic stomach aches.
Yeah.
Like a shooting pain.
Oh, man.
So I don't know why that is. I've tried almost everything on their menu, and I can't take the risk on getting that kind of stomach ache again, because that sucks.
That's so weird that it's
so
just
funny.
Not just the espresso, but also the smoothies.
Yeah.
What is going on?
I will say,
on?
Yeah, their coffee is very sweet, especially their sweet drinks.
Oh,
like
my
their
gosh.
Pumpkin drinks. I'm a big pumpkin
fan. Your teeth are going to fall out when you drink those things.
Yeah.
See, I don't really like, sugary. I don't like that.
Okay,
so what's your top 4?
Oh,
what's
my number? My number 4 is Misfit.
Okay.
In Uptown.
I don't even know. Do I know Misfit?
You've been there.
Okay.
That's where I cut my leg open on their chair. Do you remember?
Oh, yeah.
Because they have like those weird shaped chairs.
I don't think I like Misfit.
You don't. Is this remember, the one? You didn't like the ambiance because we went when it very, very first opened, and there was like minimal decor. I think it's decorated right now for summer.
It is. It's very colorful. So that's actually my four as well.
Oh.
It is so colorful.
Very good.
Love it. They have the most creative drinks. So if you're looking for something extremely creative and cold brews, they really make a lot of creative cold brew drinks. Mm-hmm. That is a great place to hang out. I wouldn't say it's the best place to study or get work done because their music is really loud. but it is a fun place. No shade on them at all. I love the owner. He's awesome. His name is Mark. It is a really fun place.
I need to give it a second chance, apparently.
Yeah, I've had the...
I resent these chairs. There's something. I don't know.
I think it was user error. I don't think it was the chair's fault. But I've had the... What is it? The Nana cold press? The
so
banana?
Good.
Yeah, super good if you like bananas.
Mm, okay.
And then I've also had horchata de la noche.
Ooh, I do like horchata. Really
yeah.
That sounds really good. Okay. My number three is Penny's.
Oh, Penny's.
So good.
I love both locations.
I love Penny's.
They've got the downtown
well.
And the Linden Hills one.
That's, don't they have a Wayzata now, too?
They do. So yeah. That's my three as well.
Oh great.
Yeah. On the same page here.
Oh, my gosh. Now, I guess this is also a shout out to Rose Street Patisserie. Yes.
Yeah.
Are they the ones that supply Penny's with their bakery items, at least for the Linden Hills, maybe?
At least in Linden Hills, yeah. Unless that's changed. We haven't been there in a while.
Yeah. All I know is they've got some amazing bakery items. Now, that's more of a shout out to Rose Street. But
Penny's is the most accessible to me. So, you know, I don't live too far away. So that's the one I love to go to. Love how fast everything is.
Yes.
And love their crepes. The savory ones, I was really skeptical about savory crepes. Love it. Their ham, cheese, arugula one. Oh,
yep.
Gosh, it's so good. No, it was ham and Gruyere. I don't know. It was just so good. It was so good.
Whatever it was,
I haven't forgotten about it. And so I go in and I describe it. I said, hey, one time I had this thing, and I think it had ham in it. And they're like, okay, so that's this, Joy. I feel like I should know this by now. Yeah, great place.
It's such a great place. And the outdoor areas, I think, are also really relaxing.
Oh, the one downtown is great.
Yeah.
I work there sometimes.
The kind of gazebo.
Whatever that thing is called. Pergola.
Pergola.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Penny's did not make my list.
Oh, what?
Specifically because I knew it would make yours and we needed to differentiate a little bit because I thought we would have a lot of
overlap. It's so smooth, though. Smooth and salty.
Yeah, it's very smooth. Okay. So this one is definitely on your list. Okay. My number three is 5 Watt.
That is my winner.
Specifically in Kingfield.
Yes.
On Nicollet Avenue.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Because we used to live very close to there. What is it? Oh, it's called the Kingfield. That is the only thing I've ever had there. Every time I go, I think I'm going to get something new.
Yeah.
But I just think about that black Hawaiian sea salt, and I just can't not get it.
That's my favorite drink from there. So that didn't make my list.
That's my
favorite. But it's my favorite drink there. It's their signature.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like you can get the same drink. It tastes the same at every location. And that's kind of what gave them their name.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they're so nice.
They are
so nice.
They're like unbelievably nice.
It's just cool.
I was sad to see Vicinity go, but I was so happy when I found out that 5 Watt was taking over.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just saw that the other day and I was like, I did not know they were coming over here.
Yeah.
So there's one nearby now.
Oh, there is. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I do like they've got a drink called the Star Fox 64. They've got one called the Hibernator. I think that's got honey in it or something like that.
Have you had these?
Yeah, I've had these. The Star Fox 64, I think, is chocolate. Something with chocolate in it. I can't remember. But the Kingfield is my favorite coffee drink, period.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have never had the pleasure of going to the 5 Watt, well, I guess it doesn't have to be the Kingfield location.
It doesn't have to be, but it should be.
Order the Kingfield from 5 Watt. My favorite drink. My favorite coffee drink.
I do love it there, too, when they open the garage door and you get the breeze from the outside, but you're still sitting inside.
Yes.
And I love it's always busy there.
It's the sea salt. I'm sorry. I'm just realizing what it is. It's the sea salt.
Yes. Yeah.
Just like you said, it's the black currant sea salt.
Yeah. And I typically prefer iced beverages, but that's one place where I have to have it hot.
Okay.
Because I can't do that one iced. It's just different.
Mm, I feel you.
All right. That was your number one.
That was my number one.
Okay. All right.
Okay, so are we down to ones or twos now? I think twos.
We're twos.
Yes. Okay. Number two.
So what's your two, Joey?
Oh, my two is, and I'm guessing this is your number one, is Bachelor Farmer.
No, it's my number two.
Wow.
Oh, what? Okay. Bachelor Farmer. I love, they've got an amazing coffee cake.
I don't know. Half
the battle is the bakery for me, apparently. I love their coffee. I think it's also very smooth. I think it's a great vibe where it feels semi-casual, but you can also get work done there.
Mm-hmm.
It's just busy enough, too, where it doesn't feel empty or anything like that or too busy.
Accessibility is a really big thing for me. So I love Bachelor Farmer, and it almost made my list. But because parking in North Loop is really hard, so it didn't make the list. Still love the place. Really nice staff.
Oh, they're so nice.
I love their patterns.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. It is visual overload in there. It's so fun. Yeah, great place regardless.
Oh, and their logo is super cool.
Yeah, their logo's cool.
What is that? Just like the X and the heart and the square and the triangle.
Coffee cup or something. I don't know. I went there today.
You did.
This morning, I did, in preparation for this, and sat outside.
Taste.
Yeah, I love their outside area. I often go there for lunch and just work, because it's so close to where I work. And that's why I love it so much, too, because it's so easy, because I'm already down there, so I don't have to worry about parking or anything. I love it.
So good.
It's so good.
All right.
So my two is the Lynn Hall.
Okay. I've been trying to go there for like a year.
You haven't?
And I just haven't been there.
Oh, okay. So it is every kind of environment there, which is why I love it so much. It's so diverse. So if you want to go there for a nice meal, you can go and sit down on one of their banquet tables. You can go and have window seating on one of their smaller white tables. Or if you want to go for happy hour drinks, they have a high top. Or if you want to get work done, they have two addendum rooms. One is more for shows and performances, news media, that kind of thing. And then the other is near the fireplace, which it has, you know, lounge chairs by the fire. That's an authentic
super
fire
nice.
That they tend to.
Oh, cool.
So it is every kind of environment. I post about it a lot. I love the staff. The roaster Zach, he's an amazing barista. He's the head barista there.
I'll let you know his name.
Yeah. We're friends. I've been a part of the Northern Coffee Alliance, MSP Instagram. You should follow them, by the way. Super fun. They post a lot of upcoming events, promote local baristas, coffee shops. It's similar to what I do, except it's more, localized, focused on coffee, not and things.
Okay.
That's cool.
Anyway, yeah, I love the Lynn Hall. So that would be my number two.
Okay.
All right.
Well, my number one and my winner was 5 Watt.
Okay. I am surprised that my number one. Wait, did you say your number two?
My number two is Bachelor Farmer.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Okay. I thought for sure this would make your list. My number one is Wesley Andrews.
Mine too.
Oh, it really? Is? That was my number six.
Yeah.
I thought it was a toss up between Wesley Andrews and. Astoria.
Oh my gosh. I love their space.
Me too.
It's so clean feeling, but also really inviting. And they've got the record player, and they are even nicer than the people at 5 Watt to me.
They are clean. They are quiet.
Oh, I do like that.
Yeah.
They are workable. It is just, I want coffee. I want great coffee, and I want it to be done right the first time. I mean, I'm not saying that any other coffee shop doesn't have that standard, but Wesley Andrews, I just think, is superior.
Yeah.
They've got it together.
They're
and
so good.
You get in there, and I just feel like if you did need to do work, it's just, it's the perfect environment.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The music's not too loud.
The music's not too loud, but it's just enough to kind of get you in that headspace.
Yes. Their head barista, Drew, he's really awesome. His Instagram handle is Coffee with Drew. Super great. Everything he does is perfect, perfection in a coffee cup. I will say my number six, that was so, I was trying to work it in there, is the Gray Fox coffee downtown.
Oh, yeah.
So it is on Marquette Avenue. I think it's 801 Marquette. It is in the Marquette building atrium. It is so fun. It is so rose gold pink. They have amazing cups. I mean, everything about their environment is so thought of. These beautiful tufted couches and tabletops. They also have a pizza and happy hour bar. Their drinks are really creative. They have a couple sea salt drinks as well.
Oh,
I'm a sucker for that.
They have a pink drink. They have a black drink. They have just creative everything, and their logo is in the froth.
So oh, I love that.
I don't know how they do that. It's coffee magic. I just let
We've been wanting to go there for a long time.
Yeah, you got me a gift card for Christmas.
Yep.
Still haven't gotten there.
Still haven't gone. But why? Is it something with the timing? Or no, maybe it's just because it's inside.
It is inside downtown. I used to work in that building too, and so I like it like PTSD or something when I go over there.
That's what it is. I do have a question. So there's another one that I've really wanted to try. Hodges Bend?
Yes.
Have you ever been to Hodges Bend?
Yes, I have.
So would you recommend Hodges Bend?
Yeah, so it's more so on the St. Paul side of Midway. Really great place. It's a restaurant and coffee shop and bar. So it is a restaurant bar that has amazing coffee. Really great place. Super modern, urban feel. I think I got a couple of veggie trays while I was there. And the coffee shop was the biggest bonus. So,
cool.
Yeah, I've only gone there once, and thank you for reminding me. I'll put that back like towards the top of my list because it was a really great place. That's all I have to say about it. It was really great.
Okay, should we?
I have to say one last thing about Wesley Andrews that I really like that they do. That their menu is not overdone, and then every once in a while they'll have some type of like seasonal drink.
Yes.
That it's just like so well thought out and it's so unique. Do you remember? It was a while ago when we went there, and it was like some orange peel latte, something or other. And it was like the most fresh thing I have ever tasted in my life.
I had an iced beverage from there. It was like a white tea iced beverage. Now, I was on my way to go kayaking, and I was hit with a killer headache. And I'm like, shoot, what do I do? I'm supposed to be, you know, in the city and be out in the sun all day. So I stopped into Wesley Andrews. And I was like hesitating as I was placing my drink because I'm like, my head hurts so much. It's a really bright environment in here. And so they're like, what would you like? An oat milk latte? And so I said, actually, I have a killer headache right now. I don't know what I need. And they said, you know what? You should try this iced white tea. I don't know exactly what it was. It was amazing. But Drew, I think, was the one who was placing my order. He lowered his voice. Like, because he knew I was in pain, like my head was throbbing. And he goes, I think that'd be really good for a headache. It's really like soft and quiet.
Wow.
And I
was just
like,
so confident.
Wow. So I had that drink. Headache went away.
Wow.
It was amazing.
Not only is it high quality, it'll cure your ailments.
Wesley Andrews. Yeah, it is so good.
Yes.
Good. Okay. Should we go through our top five?
Yes. Recap.
All right. Hold on.
Do you want me to go first? I'm ready.
Yep.
5, Cafe Astoria. 4, Misfit. 3, 5 Watt. 2, The Bachelor Farmer Cafe. And my winner is Wesley Andrews.
All right. My 5 is Dogwood Northeast. 4 is Misfit. 3 is Penny's Linden Hills. 2 is the Lynn Hall. And number 1 is Wesley Andrews.
My number 5 is Cafe Astoria. My number 4 is Caribou Coffee. My number 3 is Penny's. My number 2 is Bachelor Farmer. And my number 1 and my winner is 5 Watt. One last time, where's the best place to find you?
MSP Coffee and Things.
Do people know you now? Like when you're coming, they're like, oh, here she comes. Like,
yes.
That's awesome.
I mean, sometimes that's a good or bad thing. I know for a while when there was an oat milk shortage, I was posting which cafe still had it and which didn't. And people were getting really upset with me, especially people who worked at these cafes. They're like, oh, Joy's on Instagram again. I wish she would stop. Or she's going to come up and order an oat milk latte and we have to say we don't have it. And then she's going to post on Instagram. But here's the thing. I was also saying, but these cafes also have almond, soy, coconut, hemp, or whatever other kind of milk. I wasn't discouraging anyone from going there. It's just, I love oat milk. That's kind of what I've built. And a lot of the people that follow me have said, oh, I tried it and I loved it. I understand what you were saying. Hey, let us know like where to go today, so on.
Yeah.
So, but for the most part, I go into cafes. People say hi. They say regular. Or, you know, your oat milk latte. And some people don't. I don't expect to be known anywhere. I'm a really nice person. I expect to pay whatever they're charging.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm a really chill person.
Well, it's helpful, too. I remember when you were posting about the oat milk. And I just remember, like, I always drink oat milk. So if I go somewhere and they don't have it, I, like, don't know what to do. So that was helpful for me, and I'm sure other people too. It's like, I'm just not going to go there then.